WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where hundreds of researchers make new discoveries inspired by the work of previous Dana-Farber scientists. Learn more about their momentum at danafarber.org/everywhere.
State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says the former head of New York's Liberal Party, Ray Harding, has pleaded guilty to receiving $800,000 in kickback fees as part of an illegal pay-to-play scheme under former State Comptroller Alan Hevesy. From Albany, Karen DeWitt has more.
Attorney General Cuomo says former Liberal Party Chair Ray Harding pled guilty to taking part in a pay-to-play kickback scheme devised by a top aide to former State Comptroller Alan Hevesy. As part of the scam, the aide, Hank Morris, installed Harding as a sham placement agent for some investments with the state pension fund, which is under the sole control of the state comptroller. In exchange for the $800,000 in phony placement fees, the Liberal Party leader helped Hevesy's son gain a seat in the state assembly. Cuomo says Harding has agreed to cooperate with his office's ongoing prosecution of Morris for other alleged illegal payments in what the attorney general says was part of a widespread and long-running scam, which reached its peak under Hevesy.
This is a fatally flawed system, and it is a corrupted system. The abuses that we're talking about here have been going on in New York State for 30 years under a number of controllers, because the system is easily corrupted.
In exchange for cooperating with the attorney general's prosecutors, Harding may eventually see his sentence reduced or the felony conviction reversed. A second actor in the scheme, Saul Meyer, also pled guilty and is also cooperating. Meyer is a founding partner in a Dallas, Texas-based firm that advises public pension systems across the nation. Meyer admitted to steering public pension fund investments in New York and in New Mexico to firms that were giving kickbacks to Morris and others. Cuomo says companies like Meyer's are supposed to be the gatekeepers in the public pension investing system, keeping everyone honest. But he says in this case, Meyer subverted that role.
The gatekeeper was corrupted, and that was the only integrity safeguard for the system.
Morris and another former Hevesy aide are charged in a 123-count indictment that includes charges of securities fraud, grand larceny, and bribery. Cuomo's investigators point out that Morris is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Former Comptroller Hevesy resigned from his office in December of 2006 after admitting to using state funds to provide a chauffeur for his wife. His predecessor, current State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, has instituted a number of reforms, including a total ban on the use of placement agencies for pension fund investments. Attorney General Cuomo and former Liberal Party Chair Harding have had a past political relationship that has had its ups and downs. Cuomo's father, former Governor Mario Cuomo, feuded with Harding for control of the Liberal Party back in the 1980s. Harding later backed Andrew Cuomo when he made an unsuccessful bid for governor in 2002. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.